Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Catherine Wade, W-A-D-E. Her address is 2788 C-E-A-N-O-T-H-U-S, Chico, California, 95973. Interesting. Phone 530-828-0825, ID XXXXX7219, date of birth 7/2/1958. Sixty-four-year-old divorced woman. Insurance is Medicare / Humana. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. Is addressed to Dr. Valedimir, V-A-L-A-D-I-M-I-R, Ristich, R-I-S-T-I-C-H, P-A-C, Florence, Healthcare-Chico, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928-7945, phone is 530-332-8877, fax is 530-441-6994. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of global migraine. Comorbid problems, long-standing history of probable cerebral demyelinating disorder, subparagraph previously thought to be multiple sclerosis, subparagraph recent evaluation suggests non-multiple sclerosis demyelination - stable. Dear Vladimir Ristich and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Catherine Wade for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Catherine is a middle-aged, right-handed, quite intelligent and knowledgeable woman with a long-standing history of suspected multiple sclerosis. Original diagnosis made at Stanford with subsequent follow-up and reevaluation and active ongoing care at UCSF. New paragraph. She reports that she has been stable in controlling the majority of her migraine symptoms responsive to Aimovig injections, subparagraph. Other medication trials for abortive therapy have not been necessarily successful, including Ubrelvy, new paragraph. She did not give a, she does have some samples of Nurtec, but does not give any additional history of medication. New paragraph. Her imaging, new paragraph, she does not indicate any particular triggers. New paragraph. Her most recent imaging study, address, you need to put down carbon copy to Laura Schiff, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F, F-N-P, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-8960260, fax 530-89602, it was, the phone is, just put down the fax, Phone is 530-0260. Fax is 0260. The phone is 530-892-0. The MR imaging study, Open Systems Imaging, May 3rd, 2022, shows evidence for irregularity and hyperostosis of the frontal and parietal bones with calcification versus ossification of the cerebral falcs. Subparagraph, numerous non-enhancing supratentorial plaques without enhancement and without volume loss are considered in the diagnosis of possible multiple sclerosis. Minor signal changes in the pons are possibly related. New paragraph. Bone marrow biopsy was completed for evaluation and exclusion of myeloproliferative disorders due to platelet hyperplasia on May 4th, 2022. Flow cytometry studies demonstrated no diagnostic immunophenotypic abnormalities with normal cellular marrow findings and mature hematopoiesis, with no evidence of stainable iron, no increase in reticulum thrombosis, no evidence of diagnostic features or involvement by myeloproliferative myeloplasia, that is neoplasia, myelodysplastic syndrome, or lymphoproliferative disorder. Period. And the laboratory testing showed normal chemistry panel. Increased platelet and volume. And high platelet estimate with anisocytosis. LDH was increased. Total white cell count increased. Electrocardiogram showed sinus rhythm with multiple PVCs, both ventricular and supraventricular. Thyroid stimulating hormone May 31, 2022 was subphysiologic. Dash, no history of thyroid supplementation necessarily. cannabinoid metabolite detected on urine analysis. Drug screen positive for hydrocodone, norhydrocodone, and hydromorphone. Pregabalin, zolpidem metabolites, April 2022. Complete blood count in January 2022. Showed a platelet count of 457,000. Reduced platelet volume. Overall increased monocytes, 13.4. Immature granulocytes, 2.7. Increased absolutes. Calcium was reduced, as was albumin. EGFR normal. Total red cell count, hemoglobin, hematocrit all reduced January 2022. Increased absolute monocytes. Reduced potassium, carbon dioxide concentration, and albumin. C-reactive protein moderately elevated at 149 subparagraph. Period of time with evaluation treatment for COVID infection. Laboratory screening positive for SARS-CoV. Urinalysis showed trace blood, bilirubin, protein, and some hyaline Cas with positive cannabinoid screen. BNP highly elevated at 1300. TSI normal. Blood cultures, no growth. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, history of chronic and more intense migraine during and following period of COVID virus infection with resolution of the majority of COVID symptoms by her report. including brain fog. New paragraph. Recommendations. In order to consider further evaluation and testing with her clinical history and findings following our discussion at Advanced MS Diagnostics and Therapeutics today, we will obtain her records as may be available from Stanford and UCSF in consideration of the complexity of her diagnostic workup for purposes of further recommendations and possible treatment. New paragraph. At this time, by her report, advanced laboratory and genetic testing did not identify that she actually has multiple sclerosis. Subparagraph. She may be carrying a risk factor for demyelinating disease by her report. New paragraph. In consideration for further care, we will obtain this information in review and propose further recommendations. New paragraph. Therapeutic treatment. I am giving her samples today of both Dayvigo 5 milligrams to take at bedtime to help resolve her initial and sleep maintenance dysomnia, as may be most beneficial. New paragraph. Samples of Qulipta tablets will also be provided to take for recurrent migraine in consideration for further migraine treatment. New paragraph. Her Amovig injections on a monthly basis should be continued for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with the results of the treatment information with further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.